You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. You can send us questions anytime at udocs@gmail.com. We've already given away the book that we said for this show, but it is a wonderful book. It is The Eye Rules. And Janelle Burley, B-U-R-L-E-Y, Hoffman, H-O-F-M-A-N-N. That's her website. You can also read her on the Huffington Post or, of course, at RodaleBooks.com. This book is called The Eye Rules. I am going to get it for my son, who is a pediatrician, and my wife, who's a pediatrician. It is a brilliant book and teaches you all about it, but it's also good for us adults. This was a question. If you take away the phones at 9 p.m. at night and put them all in a central place, how do you know when you get an emergency call? How do you know when they get an emergency call? What do you do about phones? Do you have a landline? We've already gotten rid of our landline. What should we do is the question.
I think this is a great question, and it tends to be the question of our time in that we're all trying to navigate this. We're figuring out what works for our family, what's normal, what's typical for today. So I think what's really important is we're talking about kids that still live in our home. So we're assuming, you know, under 18, not away at college. So we're still the teachers here. And one of the most important things that I've heard pediatricians talk on it, and I've certainly read plenty of research talking about protecting sleep, especially in the developing brain, especially in the adolescent brain, that one of the greatest impacts right now is that the disrupted sleep from technology is impacting the health and well-being of our youth. And so if we can do our best to protect that, and a very simple house rule for that is to leave all of the technology out of the bedroom at night. Because as we know as adults, it's just too tempting. Even if we turn it to do not disturb, we might roll over in the night or get up to use the bathroom, and we find ourselves checking an email, checking text, seeing if anybody gave us a social networking notification. It's hard to resist. And so when we make it not an option, it's just easy. And for me, this is very easy. I had 5 children in 8 years, and I really am a fan of protecting sleep, I think because I lost so much sleep during those years, that I really like when my house shuts down for everybody to preserve their sleep. And so I do keep, I still have my landline for emergencies, and I honestly, you know, my close family has that, and I don't think that my teenage son, who's entering high school, would get an emergency call that wouldn't filter through me first. So I feel like I'm there as a catch-all for the overnight call, should it happen. And for us, that's just something that works. We kind of all abide by that, and it's not even a struggle. It's a known house rule that we agree to.
So you turn your cell phone off at night and just live with the landline.
Sure. And then there's certainly times a few weeks ago, I had a family member in the hospital, so I kept my phone by my bed so that if I did need a notification and someone just used my cell number and not my landline. So there are times that I certainly keep it with me if I should know there's a heightened level of awareness or a situation that's different than normal. But for the most part, that's what I do. We kind of all just unplug at night. And I really like for everyone to not use the technology at least an hour prior to going to bed as well. So we can all have that sense of being off, of being away, because this is something that's becoming increasingly more of a challenge in our culture, is to have space away from being on, whether it's work or friends or peers. We're always connected. So it's something we can learn to practice and really cultivate in our own homes.
So you've heard a definitive answer. Obviously, for us physicians, we have a lot of physicians, and one of them wrote in that my patients who are in need of emergency care often have my cell phone. So obviously this doesn't pertain to that group or those people who need their phones for emergencies, just as you did when someone was in the hospital. But it does pertain in general, and I really like that idea of putting the cell phones in a very different central place that is, and turning them off, if you will, and turning them on vibrate or something, so you can't hear them, but they're far enough away from all the bedrooms that they won't disturb you with tweeting, etc. Janelle, thank you very much. This is, the book is called The Eye Rules, I-R-L-R-U-L-E-S. Eye Rules, What Every Tech Healthy Family Needs to Know About Selfies, Sexting, Gaming, and Growing Up. If you've just been listening to the second hour, pick up the first hour. Go to the archives at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can get all the archives back 11 or 12 years, whatever it is. But this one is important, so get the first hour of today's show if you haven't heard it. Janelle Burley Hoffman, and more importantly, pick up the book. It's a great book, The Eye Rules. Fast read, rodalebooks.com. I hope she will, I can convince the producers of The Oz Show to have her on, because this is a wonderful topic for all of us in America, The Eye Rules. Thanks very much, Janelle.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And now we've got another top medical news story of the week. Coming up this half hour, we have Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic and What's Not. He's got some really great stories, one of which is about the turtles with the water supply being BPA or BPS, male turtles turning into female or producing female organs from the eggs, as well as stories about what's happening in for lead in ammunition, and why are we getting more lead ammunition, if you will, and what we're going to do about that from a standpoint of will this cause more lead toxicity. Here's a number of other stories, and I'm going to try and get them. So Spokane has banned neonatic pesticides to save bees from, I assume, colony collapse disorder. Down on the farm, pig virus drives up pork prices and creates an environmental concern. And famous Hollywood Mountain lion poisoned by rat poisoning. Not that you have a Hollywood lion, but what you do with your cats and dogs with rat poison, and whether that's going to be a problem for you. All from Gary Ginsberg, coming up in just a few minutes at 20 past the hour, actually, when we come back from break. Now, Bridget, what's your two favorite stories of the week?
Hi. My first favorite has to do with nutrition, of course, and it pertains to the Center for Science and the Public Interest, who just released a report this past week on the sodium content of 136 meals from 17 top restaurant chains, and they concluded that there's only been a 6% reduction of sodium in fast food menus over the past 4 years, and they looked at specific chains and found that Subway, McDonald's, and Burger King were the three that had reduced sodium. Subway had reduced sodium by 30% from 2009 across their entire menu by cutting sodium in the bread in their deli meats. And the three chains that actually increased sodium over the past 4 years in their menus were KFC, Jack in the Box, and Red Lobster. So the report highlights the importance of reducing sodium consumption in the American diet, because we know that it increases risk of high blood pressure, heart attacks, stroke, and kidney disease. So hopefully the restaurants in the future will continue to reduce the sodium.
And you know, I have a conflict with this, because I don't think we've demonstrated that reducing sodium, except in salt-sensitive hypertension people, which is one half of 1% of the public, is really important. So we've shown in that one half of 1% that reducing sodium is important, and you know that by, if you restrict your sodium and your blood pressure goes way down from high level to normal level, so it's only people with hypertension. Now, for everyone else, it raises it a little bit, but not very much and not enough to worry about it. So I have a different point of view. When we come back, Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not? And then we'll find out Bridget's other top news story of the week, which really is a sensational story about sleep and brain power. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can always send us emails and questions, udocs, UDOCS, at gmail.com.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.